Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Athena and Braden.
Welcome, Nail Pros. My name is Athena, and it's time for another great broadcast on Nail Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Ellen in tonight, filling in for Braden, who's driving in a blizzard right now. I mean, that just makes me feel cold in this beautiful sunshine we have in the Pacific Northwest today.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here in Houston. I feel really bad for Braden. Now you know why he likes to travel all over the United States for Nail Talk Radio, because it gets him out of the misery and the drizzery of of the place. I'm trying to convince him and you to move to Houston, Texas.
And I know he's listening right now, and he was saying it normally takes me, you know, half hour. I've already been, you know, an hour and a half on the road.
Well, tonight is a sound off, and that means that you can call in and be anonymous. I can't even spell that word, by the way, but be anonymous and, you know, give us your 2 cents. Maybe you have something really great to talk about. Maybe you are, you know, your world is pretty rosy when it comes to the nail industry, and you have some great news that you want to share with us, or maybe you just, you know, you want to gripe about something. Anyway, call in 917-932-8407 for those of you who are listening via web link. And if you're already listening and you want to talk to us, all you have to do is press the 1 button on your telephone, and that'll put you right into the caller queue. So,
well, I was just looking, I'm trying to do the chat room at the same time, and I noticed that Jen is in there tonight. So we haven't seen Jen for a while.
Yeah, we haven't. You know, I got to get you updated here. I know that I'm sounding a little bit funny, maybe a little Baba Wawa-ish, because I was fitted on Friday with Invisalign. And the Invisalign that I, you know, to straighten my teeth, and what they are is little plastic clear trays that you change out and they straighten your teeth. Well, I did the, of course, you know me, Elle, I'm an extremist. So I'm like, oh, what's the fastest way to do this? They go, well, there's 2 ways. One is you can do, you know, 18 months in these plastic trays, changing them out once every, I don't know, 2 weeks or whatever. Or you can do the Propel. Now, this is nail related, so just stick with me for a
second.
Bear
with you.
Yeah. First of all, this Propel that they talked about, which was, well, they take a little screw and they screw into your gum right to the bone, right below every tooth, and they create this inflammation so that the inflammation they have found through their studies actually causes the teeth to move faster.
To move better because,
well, you know,
it's soft.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I've had a lot of stuff done. I'm a tough cookie. I am a nail warrior, right? So I was like, yeah, sure, give it to me. Well, needless to say, a lot of stuff happened. But I am so sore. You can't even believe. And I have to change my trays out every 3 days now. So here, you know, I asked him, I said, what did you do? There's a couple of little spaces in there, you know, that they've turned white to match the rest of my teeth where I'm, you know, going to have some permanence put in there. And they said, I said, wait, did you use like a light cured resin? They said, yeah, I painted it 2 times in there. Now, my orthodontist is actually my client, so this is, you know, really cool because she's totally into everything it is that I'm doing. And so she said, yeah, it's just, you know what to do. I was like, oh, my God. You know, now my kids already say, Mom, you're addicted to teeth whitening products. And during the summer, they're like, Mom, back away, step away from the white strips. When they find out that I can paint my own trays.
Oh, no.
With Dell. Oh, my God. That's going to be so funny because literally I can have the whitest teeth ever. I mean, I could
that's
go.
That's funny.
Yeah, I could definitely be bright white if I wanted to. But I thought, well, that'd be fun. I could do all kinds of things to it. So,
you know, there's a. Go ahead.
I'm going to show y'all a picture probably tomorrow, because I'm too out of it today to get all that together during this show.
Well,
but
you'll have to post it for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to post and show you guys that I'm decorating my Invisalign. And I thought, ooh, wouldn't it be cool? I could have an entire grill of Swarovskis if I want to. Can you see? I can't even say that right.
That would be hilarious.
I'm going to put a star for the best little nail show in Texas, right? On my tooth.
There's a show called How It's Made, and they were doing dental crowns the other day, and they showed the gal. They were saying it was enamel. She was using a liquid and a powder and painting it on the tooth, and I'm like, that's enamel or some type of acrylic. But it was really interesting, and it had led to a conversation of how nail products came from the dental industry originally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It absolutely did.
It made for conversation at home with a man who doesn't know anything about nails. How's that?
Well, there you go. Well, I don't know about your man, but my man has learned a lot about nails in the last 5 years being married to me. So even though he still, you know, kind of gets it all mixed up, he still knows a little bit about it. It's kind of funny.
Enough to be dangerous, right?
Well, yeah, enough to be dangerous. I mean, basically all he wants to know is, are you making any money yet? Which is a good topic, right? In our industry.
Yeah, because you know what?
Are we playing?
Let's talk about cruise news.
Let's do that.
About money, about learning how to make more money. It's Nail Those Profits Cruise at Sea. It's January 7th through the 15th of 2017. And Nail Talk Radio is going to continue Vicki Peters' legacy with Nail Those Profits at Sea. And that's selling out quickly, isn't it, Athena?
Yes, it is. I think we have like 35 cabins sold, which is pretty amazing. And if you think about it, that's double occupancy. So we're guaranteed to have a really huge nail crew there. Lots of people are bringing their husbands, I'm sure, their significant others, and that's cool. We definitely want you to be, you know, to get in on the NTR at Sea cruise. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we have lots of great, you know, presenters, and it's not, you know, it's not, what do you call it? A product, specific. Everybody there is going to be teaching, non-product specific so that we can help you nail those profits. And, you know, they can apply to anybody. So we're pretty excited. It's ntr@csea.com for more information. I even told Dr. Spaulding today, I was like, are you going or not? Like, right this minute, go put your deposit down. Because you can have payment plan, which is pretty phenomenal, don't you think?
That's great. I mean, everybody, you know, needs a break and be able to space out that payment. It really helps for they can go to some of these things.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We use that with the retreat too, only through PayPal. We can't accept payments because we're just a little event, but, you know, it's definitely PayPal is a way to do that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Because
it's an option for people.
Yeah, PayPal will let you make payments too on mm-hmm. anything that you want to buy. I mean, ask me every single time I use my PayPal, but, we wanted to tell you that if you're listening live, you can grab one of your mobile devices and go to our website, nailtalkradio.com, and click on the nail chat. Then log in using one of your social media accounts, and you can get in on the chat room, to which tonight Elle is doing double time.
I'm trying to keep track of both here.
Well, maybe Jen can keep track of the chat room since she's listening. What do you think?
Kate's in there right now. We'll get Kate
to
do
yay.
It.
Okay, very good, Kate.
We
want to wish Kate, you know, congratulations on opening her new barber nail and barber salon, which is pretty cool. Kate is our Instagrammer, our social media gal, and she's been working really hard at opening the doors to her new
place. It's beautiful.
Yeah, she did a phenomenal job, and she is going to, I mean, talk about rocking the manicure. I mean, she's really going to be doing it over there. And if I had it to do all over again, I definitely would go straight male. I mean, seriously.
Well, you can go you know, one thing I think people do, and maybe this is something for later when we do our sound off, is some of the salons that are too girly don't attract the men. If you go gender neutral, then you'll get more men in the salon, I think. But she's barbershop.
Yeah, I agree with you there totally. But I think one of the attractions for me is that I make a lot more money off my male clients, because all you have to do is get them talking about how much money they make for 10 minutes. And, you know, after that, they have no choice but to tip you really big. So, I mean, it works. Trust me.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's talk for a few minutes about education update.
Okay. And Soft Landings is proud to sponsor the following educational updates. So, you know, 2016 has already started. It's going to be a big year in trade shows. And coming up real soon on April 17th is Nail Pro Pasadena.
That's right. Braden's going to be there with Nail Everty.
And then April 23rd through the 25th, Best Little Nail Show, Texas. And Donna Shore have created this Nails Only trade show event. And you're going to make history. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know there's always big news going on.
People say that to me all the day. I'm like, what else do you have in the works?
You keep pulling things out of your sleeve and going, oh, guess who's coming? Guess who's coming? You know?
I know. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, I think that I completely underestimated my reach. I mean, and I'm, you know, y'all, I'm pretty transparent. I mean, there's no chip on my shoulder and no, what do you call it? I mean, I am who you see is who I am all the time.
I know. What we see is what we get.
Yeah. And so no pretentiousness. That's the word I was looking for. It's a word with lots of S's in it. So it really just blew up. And, you know, I had to finally cut off the, you know, the show floor and not accept any more vendors, because it just really, it got crazy. So we went from 3,000 square feet to 6,000 to 12,000. And then now,
oh my gosh,
18,000 square feet, like so big have enough room to park.
That's bigger than a regular trade show.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the regular trade shows are pretty huge. We have 49 vendors. That's pretty large.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So,
and ticket sales are going good.
Yeah. We're on course to have about 600 nail technicians for our first show.
That's amazing.
We have, we're fortunate enough, we're going to have a nice crossover of, you know, Asians, and I'm very excited about that. Texas is right next to the border as well, so we are going to get, you know, a nice influx of Hispanic nail technicians, and you know me, the more the merrier, so I'm all inclusive, and so is Donna, and that's really what we want the Best Little Nail Show Texas to be about, is you know, pretty much bridging that gap in our industry and bringing education and a phenomenal nails only show to as many nail pros as we can.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So most education classes are, you know, have a heavy chemical vapor smell when they're doing hands-on because they're closed in. So, you know, tell us what's going to happen this year where maybe it's not going to be so bad.
Well, here's one of the first, I think, is that Aerovex Systems is outfitting our classrooms with their source capture and salon air purifiers. Basically, what's going to happen is we're going to outfit three rooms and leave one without, so that you can come in and smell the difference. Now, these units are brand new. He's going to have 12 total, six of the one that works salon air purifiers and six of the latest generation Healthy Air Slim Nails source capture systems with the dual intake arms. He's going to have those in the classrooms, and you're going to literally be able to smell the difference. I think that's going to be the greatest testimony for nail pros to understand how nose blind they've been, you know.
Well, I think it's important that they're actually going to see it in a somewhat of a working salon situation where we have those open chemicals and dust and whatnot. So that's always, I mean, seeing a demo at a table isn't the same as actually being in a closed classroom like that. I think it's going to make a big statement.
Oh, I think it is too. I'm very excited to share this with everyone. Donna and I have worked very hard with a lot of different angles that we could, bring to the Nail Pro, something a little bit different. Now, even though all these units are brand new, Aerovex will be giving $500 off each one at the end of the show. And to sweeten the deal, Nail Pros can take the system home and arrange for shipping for just $50 per machine. Now that's
such a deal.
That's So you can get the Slim Nail Source Capture System for $535. It's normally over $1,000, and the one that works Salon Air Purifier is normally $895. So you're going to get for $395.
How are they going to do that? First come, first serve, or how are they going to?
If you can imagine, my inbox is blown up. Yeah, my inbox is blown up with close friends even, that have said, can you reserve one for me? Even people who are not going to attend the show have asked me the same thing. And Aerovex is
got to be there.
I can't do anything about it. It's not my deal. Yeah. I just, setting up history here. That's it.
Tammy Harrell in the chat room says, I know it makes a difference in my salon. And Kate also says, I love the one that works in Source Capture.
Right. Well, that one that works, I have that one as well. I'm 3-zone certified, which makes me so happy to tell every new client who walks in the door. But that one, the one that works, is literally, not only does it help with the chemical vapors in 1,000 square feet and 3 full-time nail pros working with acrylic. That's pretty powerful. But if you get hot, it cools the salon down because it pushes a lot of air. It's great. White noise has a low.
Does it push that hot air that goes on in your salon?
Yeah, there's no hot.
Well, sometimes. Continuing on with education, I think that's a great deal for Aerovex, and y'all better run really quickly to their booth and get your name on the list to get one of those.
That's right. You can now, go ahead and read all about it at aerovexsystems.com, and there is a banner right on our website that you can click and go right straight to it.
Now, Kate Bland also gave us the information that the Canadian Nail Cup is also that same weekend as Bessel Nail Show, Texas.
That'd be the reason why I'm not there.
It's at the ESI Spa Show, she says.
Right. We actually really had great – we definitely were going to be there, but I don't know how that the show – there was a conflict. Just to let you guys know, that's a great show in Canada. I hear lots of phenomenal things from nail techs about it. And you should, if you're close to the border in the United States or you're listening from Canada, you should definitely truck on over there and be a part of what's going on.
And then the following weekend is the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event in Salem, Oregon. And for all you Northwesties, Northern California, anybody in driving distance, you don't want to miss that one. Kristen's got quite a few more vendors this year as well. So
yeah, we're very
two weekends in a row.
Well, I'll be there. You and I will be together, and Braden will be together at the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event. I'll be coming right off a super duper high of having a successful show here in Houston. And then I've got to pack it all up because I'm going to be vending as with my Athena Rocks and doing a barefoot certification. And so you guys are going to want to come out and check us out.
And they're telling you in the chat room here that you better save some of your rocks for Oregon for the Willamette Valley show.
Oh, I will. Listen, when I was at Willamette last year, it was just a tease. Last year, I launched on my birthday, April 10th, which is obviously right around the corner. I have my 1-year anniversary. And I didn't really know what the heck I was doing. I mean, it just was, you know, it was just a lot. And we had Robin Moses there hanging out with me in my booth. I think I was probably just so enamored that she was there. But honestly, this year I'm going all out. It is, you know, it's going to be the full booth action with the banner and everything. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I have Tess Walters with me. I know. Well, as soon as you get me the banner. Because in case you guys didn't know, if you need any printing done, you need to go to Ellen, because that's what Ellen does when she's not doing nails. She does merchandising for a couple of big bands in Seattle, and that's her gig is printing. So if you need business cards or banners or marketing brochures, go to Ellen. She's got what you need.
I'll certainly quote it for you, but I get some pretty decent pricing for my nail buddies, and that's kind of my, I don't want to talk about it too much right now, but that's my future plan, is to really set up for you guys that way and really give you like excellent deals on a professional level rather than having to go online and not know what you're getting.
There you go. I mean, Ellen is the printer for the Best Little Nail Show Texas. She's doing all of our printing for us. And so when you come to the show and you see all the fabulousness, you know that it came from Elle.
Step and repeat and the big backdrops and everything from a business card to a 10 by 10 or bigger.
How about everything you're going to see in the trade magazine?
There you go. Yeah, I know I'm doing a bunch for the Nailebrity group. So that's pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty fabulous. Cool. All right. Well, let's quickly cover Tech Talk. You know, Associated Nail Professionals is partnering or has partnered with Nails Magazine, be it Salon Magazine, and of course, Nail Talk Radio. And it's the first ever Tech Talk event where you can meet other nail professionals and share your challenges while helping to elevate the industry. So here's the important thing. If you're attending the Best Little Nail Show, Texas, you need to go and buy that ticket now. And the reason why it's not going to be a walk-in event is because it's nice. We're going to get a couple, you know, we're going to get cocktails and some hors d'oeuvres. All that stuff has to be figured out in advance. That's why you can't just walk in. But we definitely want you to sign up. So tell them a little bit more about it, Elle.
Well, the Tech Talk event, it's going to be an open forum with roundtable discussion among industry leaders, nail professionals, veterans, and those new to the industry. And we want to discuss what's working and what's not and how to elevate the industry. And it's an event you won't want to miss. All are welcome. You're encouraged to attend. It'll be Saturday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Central Time. And it's very structured. There will be expediters at the tables that will be taking notes. And this is really to gather information from you who are out there working to know what our challenges are and how can we start to overcome some of those challenges and, again, elevate our industry.
That's right. Well, it will be moderated by Michelle Mullen, who's publisher of Nails and Viet Salon magazines. Now, the table facilitators, there's so says this. Yeah. Doug Shoon, Holly Skippers, Lucian Henderson, myself, Geneva Holcomb, Linda Nordstrom, Elaine Watson, Maisie Dunbar, and of course, Risa Carter, who heads up the AMP. And then, you know what? We're going to turn around and do it again a week later at the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event, which is April 31st through May 2nd.
So the roundtable there, you will be the lead moderator. And the table facilitators will be Amy Becker, Elaine Watson, Lisa Ann Bowles, Shalina Robinson, Allie Baker, Jessica Briarmoon, Lisa Pina Wong, myself, Kristen Detcher, and of course, Risa Carter.
Yeah, a different mix. I love that. I think it's great.
You know, one thing that I want to bring up here is this partnership, you know, we are stronger in numbers. And if you don't know what Associated Nail Professionals is, you need to really look it up. And Risa is the new brand manager for nails, and she is really doing a great job. She has been bringing veterans and newbies and schools together, to really form a very strong association so we can elevate this industry. And AMP is, it does center around your professional liability insurance, but it's way more than that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, way more than that.
That's the core, but they have done so much for nail professionals, and being part of a larger group that includes skin and hair and massage practitioners, the rates are very reasonable, but it's the extra benefits as an association that they have, that they are constantly upgrading and adding to that are phenomenal.
That's right. Well, I have to tell you that $199 gets you covered for an entire year. There's not another payment made. And, you know, you can add on the extras, which would be renter's insurance and things like that. And we've already had some great testimonies.
Yeah. Contents.
Mm-hmm, we've had some great testimonies on how that has been so instrumental in getting nail technicians' lives back on track again. So you'll want to go to nailprofessional.com and you'll find out all about the Tech Talk event and, you know, look into their insurance.
They can sign up there, right?
Yeah,
they
can
sign up for the association, but that's where they buy their ticket for the Tech Talk. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. You got it. All right. So let's see what else is going on.
And just so they know, a ticket is required to go to Tech Talk. If you are a member of AMP, I believe it's free. Is that correct?
Yes, if you are a member of Associated Nail Professionals, you get in free because you get to drink and eat free and hobnob with the industry leaders. And you know what? This is your chance, like we were saying, to have your voice heard. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Sound Off, and, you know, we're going to break for a commercial here in just a few minutes. But Elle, did you see the thread? Did you see the post that I made on my Facebook page about integrating, you know, being more inclusive in our trade shows and just trying to figure out where the disconnect is coming from?
I did. I did see that.
Well, it's turned into quite a thread. I think over 100 comments so far. And I think that is that's humongous. We're going to have an entire show based around that one topic. And that's going to happen next week because we're going to have some people come in who are Asian nail pros, C&D, OPI, Orly, and they're going to give us what, you know, their two cents are. I tell you, we don't need a Nancy Nail Tech out there to know that some of us can be so mean. I cannot believe some of the comments that I see going around Facebook about things, and just, you know, just the some of these people are just so indignant about their opinions and so mean, and so they're racist. A lot of them are racist.
I haven't read all of the comments on that thread. But I know what you're saying. I mean, things have changed in this industry, and people
because
need to get over
media.
That.
Because of social media.
Of course, but I mean, the non-standard salon that everybody thinks are the discount salons or labeled by race. Let me tell you, when I was teaching AEFM classes, I went into some salons that didn't have any ethnic people in it, and they weren't clean. Let me tell you, they're non-standard all the way as well. It doesn't matter what race you are to be a non-standard salon.
Oh, this is true. I mean, absolutely, 100%. We know that because, you know, I did 200 services undercover in Houston, Texas, to build my mobile app for consumers called Safe Salon Rating. And yes, I got a fungal infection. Yes, I'm cleared up now, but I have to tell you, I couldn't find one salon the past, which is really, and that included the destination day spas that are the Houstonian. That's a big day spa.
Oh,
I know.
I worked at one too that wasn't clean. And this was a long time ago. I know it's better now, but it wasn't at the time. And, you know, I watched a little Periscope today by Elizabeth Morris, who is one smart businesswoman.
I love Elizabeth.
Oh, she's, you know what? She comes from that financial background, and she's
right.
She's done it. She's been successful in transitioning to the nail industry and has done very, very well doing that. And she shares her knowledge, but she was talking today about a membership client base in your salon.
Right.
And, you know, it's the same way that Elaine was talking about consumers and how Yuriko Jelly Pop is doing that with do-it-yourselfers. And today mm-hmm. Elizabeth was talking about membership, where you have a membership client base and then you do add-ons for other thing they want. The only
right.
person I know doing that is my nail tech friend, Victoria Liu, who has a beautiful salon up in the north end of Seattle called Sensei. And she works on that same model. She has memberships to her salon. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many new things going on out there, and it's not... I mean, I hate the race thing. It's not, you know, because it just, she's doing the most cutting edge thing in her beautiful salon. And some people, because of her race, would think she's non-standard.
Well, those people who just assume certain things based on ethnicity are, oh my gosh, I almost said a dirty word. They're idiots. I mean, can't believe I caught myself on that one. I'm tired,
well,
y'all.
Let's pay a few bills and we'll come back and we'll talk about what we're doing tonight, since we did have a guest planned that had an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of hoping
we don't
you
want to
will
tell you
in.
Who it is. We don't want to tell you who it was, because then you guys will be bugging her, worried about what's going on with their family. So that's why we're not telling you who it was. But yeah,
but
let's go ahead.
Pay some bills and then let's get back to what we want to do tonight.
Yeah. See, you're the timekeeper. You always do.
I know. You know I am. Always.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an ANP member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail, where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
All right, very good. Well, I want to, I'm hoping Braden is doing all right with his drive. I know that been driving around in a blizzard. So if you're just tuning into Nail Talk Radio, Ellen is in place for Braden for the moment. And I'm here.
And we're winging it tonight.
We're winging it.
We're winging it.
This is Sound Off tonight, and the hot line has lit up. We have lots of people. If you're listening and you're dialed in and you have something that you'd like to talk about, maybe it's about some of the things you see on Facebook, or maybe you have a personal beef with the industry, go ahead, press 1 so that you can be in the caller queue. We already have several people here that want
and this,
to
to get in and tell us. And this is a precursor to Tech Talk. This is going to kind of be a little bit about hearing from you, but we're going to also gather that information so we can start, you know, figuring out solutions at Tech Talk. But this is kind of the way it's going to be.
Okay, so.
So we'll cut you off if you start ranting. How's that?
Right, exactly.
No major rants.
All right, so real quickly, let me go ahead and read you what my post was. It said, our industry is dominated by Asians, yet trade shows don't reflect with Asian attendees. I mean, why do you suppose that is? We have some really talented Asian educators, manufacturers, and NIL pros out there, but the attendees are few. I think what we got vetted out of this entire thread was that the Asians that you see are the buyers, the decision makers, the salon owners, but not the nail technicians. Now, Asian salons get the heat, you know, they get the rap for being called a non-standard salon, and that's purely by default because they are the majority. But as I had mentioned before, I know firsthand that through undercover services for my Safe Salon rating, that even the high-end non-Asian salons are, you know, pretty nasty. So
they certainly can be.
Yeah, they can be. So my question is do you think that if we pull in more ethnic groups into the trade shows, such as, you know, the Hispanics and Asians and African Americans, do you think that this would be a step in the right direction for overall change? That was my question. We have so many comments on that. And if that's something that you would like to address here on our sound off tonight, I would definitely like to hear it. So just out of curiosity, what's your
take
on that?
Well, I mean, I think that when you speak a different language and you're not, you know, English is not your first language, whether it be Hispanic or any other Asian culture, they tend to want to gravitate towards one another that can speak that same language because they're more comfortable that way. And you're right, we do have some great educators of all ethnicities around, and I don't know if that's promoted as much or not.
I don't know either. I do know that there are quite a few companies out there that are really beefing up their Asian teams, which, you know, they're starting to pretty much make a pretty big presence, which I think is great. Listen, I think that, you know, it's pretty, I think it's multifaceted, the issue that we have going on here. I think, first of all, we've got these people who are so busy blaming the entire Asian population for what's going on in our industry. Some people are blaming Tippi Hedren. I mean, look what she started. And I just asked me if I'd like to have her on the show and ask her the golden question, you know, the $1 million question. I'm sorry. Do you know what you started? I mean,
but it doesn't have anything to do with that. What it has to do with is with regulation and following through. I mean, if the education and the regulation were tighter, we would not have some of the issues we've had, and that's where it got away. The nail industry exploded, and they didn't know how to manage it. That's
you know what my favorite comment on the entire post was?
Hey,
what?
You know what my favorite comment was? It was from Shelly Ebb, and she said, green is the only color I focus on, and that's the damn
truth. Absolutely. That is the truth. And you know, like I said, though, totally, it is multifaceted. I mean, reading through that thread, it's like there's so many different directions that you can go in. And I tell you, if, you know, a certain segment of the industry were to take care of just one of those issues each, we might get somewhere faster. But Doug Shoon feels that we really just need to start with terminology. First, start with the correct terminology. So, Braden, tell me, how you doing? You calm down? Nerves? Or is this something you're just so
I'm always cool, calm, and collected. I'm so used to Michigan. You know, they say April showers bring May flowers. Well, I don't. Nobody ever mentioned a blizzard before, but here we are anyway. So,
well, I want you to know, Braden, that everybody in the chat room was hoping you made it home safe, and they're glad you're now with us.
Yes, right. I'm safe.
Absolutely.
Home, safe and sound. But back to your post. You know, I was following that too because it is interesting to see all of the different angles. And I'm not saying that anyone's right and anyone's wrong, but it is very, very interesting to see how some people feel about the issue. You know, there's about 65 comments on there right now, and it's a good read. So they should head over to your Facebook page and see that. Many, many moons ago, when I was just fresh out of nail school, I actually went to get my instructor's license. Now, full story, I didn't actually finish my instructor's license. However, I went through most of the hours for it, and then life got in the way. But I was working with a Vietnamese student who had very, very clear language issues, you know, trying to translate. And I don't speak a lick of Vietnamese, obviously. And also, I was, at the same token, working with someone. I barely speak English myself. So let alone, I also had a student who had developmental disabilities and was going to school to become a nail tech. So, you know, it is interesting. It's an entire topic that I think we could bring that up too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The nail industry is big enough for everyone.
I bet a lot of schools do not provide for some of the special needs. I mean, if you were deaf and had to speak sign language to teach somebody, I mean, you would have to get it. The school would have to pay for an interpreter. I mean,
correct.
They would have to provide it.
Unfortunately, in the school that I was in, they did not. You know, they were basically just pushing her through, and I'm sure a lot of it was funding. I feel proud that I was able to take the time with her and work with her on her acrylic application and get her to a point where it might not have been amazing work, but she could pass the state boards with it. And, you know, that meant a lot to me to be able to see that. And, you know, she was so proud of it. So that was a really touching thing for me to go through.
Aww.
Yeah.
That just endears you even more to our listeners, I know. Yeah. you're so sweet. Well,
sometimes
yeah, they don't know the real Braden. But you know what, we had somebody ask us, coming from San Jacinto College here locally, if we provided an interpreter for one of their students. And so we're very excited that we are going to have somebody who has special needs, and they're going to be able to take part in our event. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I wanted to mention, Braden, that one of the sound offs within that thread was a tech who said, on a related note, I'm always offended when I receive marking mail for insurance products and equipment in Vietnamese. I feel discriminated against in a market of which I'm proud to be a leader. You know, when I get mail that doesn't apply to me, I don't care what it is. I don't even think twice about it. It goes right in the garbage. Do you? Is that how you handle it?
I put mine in the recycling, but, you know,
okay.
I'm in the Northwest. So,
that's right.
Tree huggers.
Well, I'm doing good to recycle cans right now. Aluminum. Thank you. I'm doing good. But, I mean, you know, I tell you, there's lots of battles that you can pick, but I don't know.
You know, this thing about people being offended and this political correctness is just ridiculous. I mean, it offends me, you're offended. Okay? I mean, it's the majority of our industry is Vietnamese, and
that's
in order
sure.
to reach them, it's got to come out in that language. So I just think that's kind of a, I don't know, I don't like that statement.
I don't know. I get emails, or not emails, I get cards for Alfalfa Nail Supply, like it's going out of style. I mean, I don't think anybody spends more money on direct mailers than Alfalfa Beauty Supply in the state of Texas, because I'm getting something from them on a regular basis. I just look and see, what do they have there? What are they selling? And then I, you know, throw it away. Of course, it's not in Vietnamese. Let's go ahead and bring on one of our callers here. I don't know who's calling, so we're hoping that you're going to be – we have an area code of 415. Okay, let's see. We're going to get them on the air live. Hello, caller. Would you like to tell us what your name is?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi.
Who's calling? Would you like to tell us your name or stay anonymous?
I'm Angela Zeleny. I don't have to stay anonymous. My name's Angela Zeleny. I've been on your show before, and I just had to call and sound off without sounding off. You sort of started with the lead-in where you said, you know, some of these comments that you see and read every day and the kind of impact that has on you, I guess what gets me being new is the lack of gratitude or some of the happiness or the fact we're losing sight of the great things that happen all around us every day by just sort of getting on these benders and saying these horrible, mean things and maybe not even listening to ourselves. And for me, that's very off-putting. And I can say, I would just like to counter that with quite a bit of gratitude here. Okay, I love this show. Everyone has been amazing to me in Manyverse. There are beautiful things happening all around me every day. I'm in a sense of joy and wonder most days. And I hate to minimize anyone's pain or frustration because, God, I know. I get it. I do. I don't mean that. What I mean is maybe we lose sight of the balance on the other side, which is so huge. I, for one, am very grateful. I feel like just so happy that, you know, I fell into this the way that I did. And Nails, you know, they were there for me, a creative outlet and expression, a thing that kind of spread joy during a very hard time. And I mean, I can say, like, I went through painful hard times too. Like, I get it, I do. But before I, you know, pick up a comment box or say something, I just want to remember what that people who maybe would, you know, give me their time, be kind enough to give me their time or their money, are clients and customers too. And what we put out in the world, that's what our world becomes. So I would like to be a little bit mindful about what they're sitting across from when they come near me and what I'm putting out there. And I want to say, like, I don't know. I feel like we can all do better.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been so amazing. I have to say, I don't understand the anger to the degree that I've seen some of it, especially recently.
Yeah, the mob mentality.
it's so ugly. And I just want to say, as a newcomer, like, you're scaring me, really, seriously. And I just hope you take a moment and breathe into your next comment before you put something negative out there and think about how that might be impacting not just the thing you're angry about, but other people who are looking to you for leadership. Because I am, and please don't let me down.
Right.
Well,
we won't let you down. Those are wise words. Those
are
wise words, and I love that. And, you know, it just goes back to that old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. But, you know, this is Sound Off, and it's got two sides. And I really have enjoyed listening to your side, which is bright and cheerful. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate the type of personality that you are.
Angela, are you
thank you so much for letting me sound off. You know, I'm sorry to vent on you.
No, you did great. Are you going to attend any of the Tech Talk events in Texas or Oregon?
You know, Texas is going to be amazing. It's so
you will be there then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so looking forward to it. It's like the highlight of my year.
Great. And you'll be at the Tech Talk event?
Well, I hope so. I actually just got my ticket last night, and then I've been so busy this weekend that I just didn't have a chance to see, like, what I was going to do when I actually got there. But I hope to. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I know her insight would be, I think, very welcome at one of those tables, and a fresh perspective on things is what we really need to hear at these events, as well as from veterans. So I hope you.
I don't know. I want to give you all credit. I mean, it is scary. Change is scary. Like, I get it, but I see these in a very short time. I've seen all these major boulders hitting a river, and I see these amazing people and great leadership moving through it like water. And it's just like the most flexible, incredible community of people that I think I've ever been involved with up till now. And that's, you know, and I'm pretty shrewd. Like, I don't just throw compliments out for nothing. it's an amazing thing. And we're capable of so much. Like, I just know that. So.
Well, thank you
very much.
We appreciate you calling in so much, and we look forward to seeing you at the Texas event.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Yeehaw.
I love it. Bye-bye.
Love it.
All right, so let's see. I think, Braden, are you back or are you screening calls for us?
I am back, and I'm in the process of screening calls, doing double duty tonight.
Okay, well, while you are screening, I have another one on the line that I have already pulled up. And let's go ahead and say area code 253. You are on the line.
Hello?
Hello. Hi there. Would you like to tell us who you are? Is anonymous or you don't mind saying?
Oh, I don't mind saying it. It's Stacy Luffy.
Stacy.
Hi. Stacy.
Hi.
She's my neighbor.
Big supporter of Nail Talk Radio. Stacy's in the house.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to, I guess my sound off would be about the, to get more attention out there for the Scratch Fellowship Program.
Okay. Tell us about it.
I was part of the first group, and I have to tell you, I know they were working out a lot of stuff with us being the first group to go through it, but I feel like I got a lot out of it. And I would definitely say to anyone who is even thinking about it, whether they are still in school or they've been in the business for over 20 years, I think it's definitely beneficial. You learn a lot. I got to meet and get to know people from all over the world. We started out with over 100. We ended up with, I think, 87 or 89.
And what was this program all about, Stacy? Tell us what the Scratch Fellowship was.
It basically, if you are even thinking about entering in the business for yourself, it kind of helped you develop skills, find out where you're needing more, finding out more about yourself and learning more about being in business for yourself. It made me learn a lot about my personality that I really had not seen, and I had to step out of the box quite a bit on some of the assignments, but it was interesting to hear from the different educators that throughout the process, and just getting to know other techs in other areas. Sometimes that many people together can offer insight onto issues you're having that you would never have seen. And the second class, I think the applications are closed. They've already started, but I would definitely tell anyone, take a look at it and apply for the third class. It's definitely worth it. You're going to take away something from it.
And
my
who
feeling is it is through, Learning from Scratch. You can go to scratch.com, scratch.com. You can visit their Facebook page. It's a whole group. My understanding is that they applied this theory in other countries, and they decided to bring it global. And so far, I think it's great. You get what you get out of it, what you put into it.
I would like to interject here and let you know that I had, when they very first started to talk to people on the internet, to get them involved, they were, bugging hardcore. So people were coming to me left and right asking me, are these people legit? Should I sign up with them? And so, you know, what I did was I got right to the core of it, right to the meat. And I went straight to the owner. I went to the person who created the entire program. And it's basically a media organization in India who realized that nails are trending and they are really up and coming there. And so what they did was, is they pulled together a phenomenal program that was, you know, based on helping one another to grow. And they, I mean, listen, they're so awesome at what they do, this company, that I wanted to hire them for Nail Talk Radio. I mean, that's how good their marketing presence is and their concept. And I Skyped with her. Don't ask me how to pronounce her name, but I Skyped with her. She was pretty phenomenal. And I learned all about it because I wanted to make sure that this was a whole legit thing, you know? And I have watched, they've asked me, I've been, you know, several times, I'm just really a little on the busy side. Some things I do have to say no for, but I can tell you that I have watched so many nail techs grow through this program. So I appreciate you, Stacy, calling up on the show and letting you know, everybody know about this program, Scratch, and that is spelled with a 2 instead of an S. And you can find it. There's lots of Facebook groups all over the internet that are dedicated to this program. And like Stacy said, it's pretty phenomenal. You really are going to, you know, get outside your comfort zone and you're going to grow not only personally, but within your business. So I'm co-signing the program, Stacy. And while we have you on, you have any beefs? You have any concerns?
She's got a new salon.
I do.
She's got a new salon.
That's good.
Window graphics on for her.
Congratulations.
It's beautiful. She's got a beautiful little salon.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's interesting. You're so quiet in person with your beautiful, bright hair. And I love how you said that program helped you to, you know, really kind of come out a little bit more. And that's wonderful. I look forward to seeing you at the retreat this year. And we'll see just how
much
you
really
grew.
Oh, yeah. See you there.
We'll see you in Oregon before the
retreat.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations on your salon. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stacy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. I believe Braden has somebody on the line for us.
I do. Well, I have to ask you one quick question, Ellen, though. I know that Stacy's graphics are all purple, right?
Purple and white.
Purple and white.
There
I knew it.
All
right.
I just did Jessica's big giant wall. It was like, oh my gosh, it was like 15 feet long graphics that we put up on her wall.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
She had quite an interesting experience with opening up her salon. I would love to hear from her to know all about that.
Yeah, she's on vacation in Disney World for spring break, so we can't get her on tonight.
Yeah, that's a good place for Miss L.
So, tonight, someone who also wants to give us her 2 cents, and trust me, if you know Holly Skippers, her 2 cents are worth $10, $20 just for her 2 cents. So let's bring on the fantastic Holly Skippers.
I'll agree with that.
Hey, gang, how's it going?
Hi, Holly.
Just wanted to drop a little food for thought because I just pulled into my hotel in Minneapolis and I'm ready to warm up a little in my room. So just thought I would kind of drop something on the nail professionals to think about. And that would be, if we cannot move away from looking down our nose at those we consider beneath us in the industry, how do we ever expect to elevate the industry as a whole?
Right on.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right on. It's true. It's really true. And I'll tell you, some of those people who are looking down their noses have no position to do that. I mean, none of us really do anyway. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, we really shouldn't. I mean, we should keep our comments to ourselves. But I mean, it just blows my mind at some of the things people are saying and acting. And when you go back and you look at their nail work, or you go back and you look at their, you know, just their timeline, you go, I'm sorry, what? Would it make any difference, really,
even
if they were like top in the industry or bottom in the industry?
No, even stepping aside from that, what I commonly tell people in my class, especially when they have that light bulb aha moment, and realize, oh my gosh, I've been doing nails for X amount of years and I've been doing this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Until someone told you, you didn't know any better.
That's right.
So when people are not doing things, they don't know Doug Shun science, they don't know chemistry, they don't know anatomy, if no one takes the time to teach them any different, how do you expect them to know? You can't know what someone's not willing to share with you.
I agree.
So until we're willing to share that information that will elevate them, we can't expect the industry to ever be elevated.
You know, Holly, I'm really looking forward to Tech Talk to get some of the new fresh ideas in there and find out, you know, what new people to the industry see, because, you know, we're evolving. And I think that that is going to be so helpful to everybody in moving forward. And these events, you know, being sponsored by Nails Magazine, Viet Salon, Associated Nail Professionals, and NTR, I just think it's groundbreaking. I think it's going to be great.
Yes, I agree. And it is realizing that if we're going to be family as an industry, it can't be the traditional sense of family where we pick and choose who we speak to. It's the friend chosen family where everyone belongs.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. And while, you know, I pretty much walk that road everywhere I go, it's quite amazing at you know, how many people are not like that. And, you know, I got to tell you, Holly, the other day I had posted some photos to my Facebook page of some pink and white, not your traditional, like, build out the smile with, you know, gel, or I painted it on, whatever. She went 3 weeks, and somebody on my Facebook page went, "God, those nails are horrible looking." I was like, I was crushed, but I didn't say anything. I just kind of kept it moving.
It's one of those circumstances where, you know, if you are living in a glass house due to your perfection, keep in mind that you'll break your own windows throwing rocks at other people.
There you go. And, you know, I didn't reply to her. I didn't say anything. I didn't erase her comment because, you know, it just, that's what she felt like saying. And I was like, then I started to really scrutinize. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah, that could have been a little bit better. And, you know, how you deal with those kind of things has the attitude that you have has everything to do with it, because I was flattened for a little while, but now I actually think it's kind of comical.
You know what, though, anytime you put your work out there, you know, like we did when we compete, you're asking for criticism. Now, constructive criticism, it would be a little bit better than a negative criticism, but, you know, putting your work out there,
that's the worst thing that happens to me. I'm good. I mean, really, I got too much going on. But
I've always been the first to admit that I have never achieved the perfect nail, and I think that that makes me a better nail professional, knowing that I don't achieve the perfect nail yet, and always striving to achieve it, because there is no perfect nail. No one achieves it.
I agree.
You won't let nails go out the door to a certain standard. They may not be perfect, but
and I
a high standard.
That taking every negative comment as a learning experience really pulls something different away from that person than they expected. It helps you grow instead of keeping you down, because some people are just inclined to that. You know, not to be cliche, but the hater's going to hate. That's just the way it is.
Amen. Back to your original point about, you know, everybody trying to work with each other. I know you told the story before, but can you go back to when you were a student just going into your first trade show and how you felt and how you felt you were treated?
So we learned on a specific product in school, and it would be unprofessional to say which one, so don't ask. And I was struggling. I could not do good nails. And it would take me – I made it all the way down to 4 hours from 5, and they still looked like little hunchback rejects. And so being like days away from finishing school, I'm panicking. I borrowed money from my grandma, who I greatly loved and respected, and I could not fail at this. I had to be able to do a good job and to pay her back. And so I am just beside myself with nerves and stress and fear, and I go into this trade show, and the manufacturer of the product had some classes, and as we know, in a lot of the smaller trade shows, the classes overlap. So if you stay in one class all the way to the end, you're late for the next class. It is the way it works. And so I walk into this class with a fellow student who is there to purchase everything for a brand new salon. And the show that we went to, the name tags were color-coded. So you could tell by looking at the color of our name tag that we were students. And the educator in the class actually went, figures that students wouldn't even be able to tell time either. And we're just looking at each other like, dude, did she not look at the schedule and see that the classes overlap? Like, wow, we just got told. You know, we're embarrassed and mortified. And so we are hanging our heads, and we start to slink over to sit down to take the class. And she's like, are you seriously going to waste my time and sit in this class?
We were horrified.
And that is, that was just discrimination against us as students.
Yeah, it's bad.
So put yourself in the shoes of someone that struggles to understand the language, chooses to live here under the illusion that it will be a better life, and you dismiss them before they can even say anything. So it's not fun to be discriminated against for any reason, especially things that aren't out of your control. Do you think that person asked to be born at all? You know,
right.
No one asked for that.
And you could never blame, yeah.
Yes, and I can't tell you how many people have come up at the end of class to me and been in tears that I didn't ignore their questions.
Mm-hmm.
And why does that happen? What makes anybody so much better than anyone else that you can't even answer their questions? How can you say you want to advance the industry if you're not willing to advance it at every level? You know, yay for you if you're in the top 5% of the industry. It's only going to stay the top 5. The industry will never elevate because everyone will always look at that negative press. And that negative press will always exist if we don't help the entire industry.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously feel that this is still continuing even then, even now.
Always. Always. Mm-hmm. I see students discriminated against at shows all the time. You know, working in a booth, what is the first thing most of us say? Oh, Monday's student day. Better watch for all the stealing. Yes.
That's interesting.
That happens to be the most popular day for stealing, but that doesn't mean you're not going to touch that one life.
Yeah, no, that's, you're so correct about that. And, I always look at trade shows. I mean, each day has a different objective, you know, and it's like as I got older, on student day was more about, let's see how many students' lives that we can actually affect. I think that mm-hmm. is the best part of the whole student day. Yeah, it's not going to be as big as, you know, the other days, but you just cannot judge a book by its cover. You have no idea who's got money and who doesn't. And I just think that it's really important, you know, as educators, that sometimes, you know, you are the person that gives them that defining moment in their life that makes them go, oh my God, I was here for hair, but I'm going to switch to nails. I mean, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what path you're setting them on. Yes,
that's
at
right.
That first show, all I could afford is a bottle of polish. And how mm-hmm. many manufacturers are like, oh, a student, all they bought is polish. But polish that I bought was C&D because that's the class the education director for the show took me to in tears because the other class had dismissed me as a student. And there would be no me in the industry if they hadn't been okay with me buying one bottle of polish and still granting me the rights to education. So think about everyone in the industry that anyone looks up to, whether it is your mentor at the salon, your best friend, your nail instructor, a person that you went to their booth and they were amazing to you. None of those people would be where they are if someone hadn't helped them.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
Sometimes those students don't get any professional educators into their school at all. And that's their only exposure is going to a trade show.
Yes. And the impression that you leave them with can make or break whether they use your manufacturer. It can make or break whether they do nails. You know, I am shocked and appalled at how many people, after going to a trade show, decide not to do nails because they were snubbed or because no one would talk to them or no one would really answer their questions. So it's, you can't discriminate against anyone, regardless of anything. If the industry is going to be elevated, it has to be elevated as a whole.
Yeah,
I think so, too,
yep.
Out of school.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree with that 100%.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
We appreciate your time, Holly, as always. And we look forward to seeing you in 20, I don't know how many days it is. Very soon.
In this month.
Woohoo! This month.
Yeehaw! I can't wait.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. Also, we're pretty stoked about it. Well, thank you so much.
You guys enjoy the rest of the show. I can't wait to hear what everyone else has to say.
Well,
thank
if you're
you,
not
Holly.
Scaredy cats, if they're not scaredy
well, exactly.
cats,
you know,
you're
call,
listening.
Call in.
Press one.
Yep, call in 917-932-8407 and press one. And I will go ahead and I will talk to you in the background to make sure that everything's good, and then we will talk. But, you know, I have to say, I really actually do feel that way, you know, like Holly was saying when her first trade show. My first trade show actually was with Nail Talk Radio a couple years ago in Orlando. And it was an eye-opening experience in a lot of ways. But for me, as a male nail tech, or just, you know, the random guy who, I don't know if people assumed I was the crew, or I think people don't realize that I do nails in general, you know, if I was just the camera guy or what people thought. But I felt that way too, you know. I felt like certain educators, and I won't name names, but certain educators certainly treated me differently than I felt I should have been. You know, they sort of brushed off the questions I've had, or they sort of dismissed what I was asking. And I
well,
felt like I was
asking
educated
questions. Let's just be clear here. So we brought Kate and Braden to their very first ever trade show, which happened to be Orlando. And of course, it wasn't just like, let's attend the trade show. It was behind the scenes trade show. And we were putting on a really big meet and greet at a TGIF Fridays, which was like three on the same strip. And it was very stressful. And we all stayed. Look, Nail Talk Radio does not go first class. I don't know what you guys think, but we're not making any money over here yet, and it was pretty tight on the accommodations. What I got to tell you is that when I kept trying to tell Kate and Braden, listen, trust me, when you get in here, it's going to be really big. It's going to be larger than life, but it's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. And they walked into this place while all of the booths were putting up their, you know, their displays and stuff, and the show wasn't even open yet, and you should have seen the look on their eyes. They were like,
it's a whole new world.
They were like deer in the headlights. They had that look on their face. But that wasn't even the worst of it. It was like the day of the show, we had this itinerary where they had to accomplish certain things. We all as a group had to accomplish certain things, and they literally were tripping with no carry-on luggage. I mean, I'm not lying. And
but we got it done.
You got it done. You guys were amazing. It was really a shell shock. But your experience personally dealing with some of these people at the trade show, like in the booth, they treated you without respect, is what you're saying.
I felt that way about certain vendors. I do feel that, yeah. Absolutely. And again, maybe it was just that they assumed that I wasn't, so my questions were just like, eh, meh. But, you know, I am. I was.
Braden, let me ask you this. Sometimes there's people educating that really are not ready to be educators, or are they may be a good nail tech, but not a good educator.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have possibly been part of the problem? Because I think there's an art to teaching, whether you know what you know or can teach it are two different things.
Oh, potentially. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that that certainly does go across the board to every company. You know, every company may or may not have one or two educators who aren't as eloquent or who aren't good at teaching the step-by-steps, you know. And it takes all sorts. And, you know, certain people might learn from one educator where other people wouldn't. So education style definitely makes a difference too. You know,
well, Braden, how do you feel now?
For me, but
I mean, you are known pretty much by most of the manufacturers. I mean, for the most part. And if they don't know who you are or who I am, it's kind of like, I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry.
Well,
you never heard
correct.
Of what?
But now it's different. But you know that those initial thoughts definitely stay with me still.
Yeah.
And I definitely can see Holly's point where, you know, if as a student going in, you're treated like that at a certain booth. Booth B treats you a whole lot worse than booth A. That sells a product right there. It's about customer service. You know, I think at a trade show, walking the trade show floor, and this is one of my big, huge, huge, huge pet peeves about trade shows, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're in customer service. Your job is to sell a product. And unfortunately, sometimes you walk by a booth and the person is on their cell phone looking down, not paying attention to the customers in front of them. You know, they're not even paying attention to the trade show. They're on their phone on, you know, Facebook or Tinder or whatever the heck they're on. You know, there's things like that too that really, really grind my ears, if you want to say it that way.
You're cutting out, Braden. You were cutting out a little bit there.
Yeah, you were cutting out.
But my point is that it certainly grinds my gears when you see people at trade shows not paying attention to the people in front of them. They're either on their phone, they're eating lunch. And I get it. You have to check your phone and you have to eat lunch, but there's a certain time and a certain place and you could probably leave the booth for it. My point is that, you know, you walk by a booth and they're not engaging you at all. So I think that's a huge issue too.
Yeah, professionalism can be ambiguous.
I walked by one at ISSE and there were four men in suits standing out in front of it. It was a booth that you walked into to get your demos or see their product. And they were basically blocking the whole front of the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just standing there chit-chatting and blocking the attendees from even going into – I never went into the booth.
Like I said, the professionalism can be really ambiguous. What you consider to be professional and, you know, helpful is something totally different to another person. And I think that's another show entirely.
Sure.
But what I can tell you from experience in 1996, I worked for the Upper Hand. They hired me just out of coming back from being an EMT for 3 years. And I came back into the industry. It was my first job and they sought me out. I don't even know how they found me. Oh, maybe I found them. I think that I found them through an ad. Anyway, I got my first sign-on bonus and I opened up the salon and they were one of the first people to do salt glows, to create the sliceable soaps that you see that are so much fun out of California and salt glows that, you know, and moisturizer and things like that. So this was in 96. So we manufactured all this product in Houston and I did like 14 shows a year for like 3 years while I was working as a nail technician. And, so, you know, I have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for everything all day long. It's like, I just love what I do. So on the day that it was students, the owner was telling me like, oh, just kind of like what Holly said. These are just students, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to this one student and explaining to her how if she used a salt glow on her legs dry and scrubbed them, when she rinsed the salt off, the hair stands up and then you get a much better shave and blah, blah. I mean, I was really going into it. And she said, you know what? Hang on just a minute. I want to go get my mom, she owns a salon. Now, I thought she was a student. She was a student. She got her mom. Her mom came back. Her mom lived in another state. They had like the largest chain of hair and nail salons in that particular state. They bought, just from the experience that this young girl had with me there, and it was like, you know, because I'm on fire for what it is that I do, right? And you just never, ever know what's going to happen. And for all I knew, all she was going to do is buy a $20, maybe a $20 thing of scrub. But no, they bought thousands of dollars worth of product. We were selling the essential oil atomizers. I mean, I got enough hours to be an aromacologist. Let me just tell you, I can tell you what you need. But
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have one more person who's ready to sound off, actually, if we're ready. We've got Lisa on the line. Lisa, are you there with us?
I'm so here.
Hi.
All right.
Is this
so
Lisa Pena
Wong? What's on your mind?
What's that? There was two talking at once.
Which Lisa is this?
Lisa Bowles.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay, so, you know, I guess I hit number one and I queued in and Braden goes, did you have something to say? I'm like, nope, didn't, Braden. Because I came in later. I was with my grandkids. Big surprise, right? And
love it.
So I wanted to listen in to see, you know, did I accidentally hit a one, but I really should have said something. You know, and as I'm listening, what I'm gathering, the show is about sounding off about the industry, the importance of how we treat each other, and is that kind of where we're going here?
We're sounding off on anything tonight, Lisa.
Direction you wanted to go in.
Well, you know, the one thing that just keeps popping out as I'm listening to people talk, and Holly, you are just a sweetheart, seriously. And, I mean, you all, you're awesome. I'm going to say, with what I've done in the industry, and, you know, it's just these things, they come to me, and I do them, and I move on, because that's just what I guess I'm supposed to be doing in the industry and with my life. So after 20-plus years, I've been through a lot, and, you know, it's been difficult to keep going. Last year, often, and we both know, because I messaged you and I said, I need you to femtor me. You said two things to me. You said, one, do you hate the industry? And I had to think for a second, and I replied, I said, no, I don't hate the industry. I'm just frustrated because you have everybody thinking they all know what's going on. Nobody will get together. What do we do? You said, two, do you hate your clients? I said, absolutely not. Within a millisecond. So I want to say thank you for being there as a femtor for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pivotal moment for me. And I will say now the importance of being there for each other and, you know, raising up the industry and all working together and not against each other. I came in on, I'm just going to say in my words, like the people who are a little bit more pompous and arrogant in the industry for whatever reason they think they can be. Just recently, there was a conversation that was going on, and there was two pretty well-seated people in the industry, and they didn't know that I had kind of jumped on over to somebody else's page, and I watched something else go on. I never said a word. I saw everything that was going on, and it was really kind of sad because some of the people that are acting as if they're there for me and they're, you know, they're kind of like we're walking all together, they were saying some of the most horrible things. One of them said, it looks like her true colors are starting to show. Another high position person says, they've been showing for quite some time. And I just went, wow.
I saw that.
Wow. And I got to tell you, if I hadn't grown such a thick skin, I would have been like, oh, you guys, I'm out. You're all on your own. I've tried so hard
I
to
saw
help
that.
So much.
You do.
And,
you do a great
well,
job.
Here,
you do a great job.
But. And I thank you, but let me get to the point that I want to make here and the importance of your words and the way that you treat people. What these people didn't know was one of the people was very negative and just, you know, that's just all I'm going to say. I got a private message from a young lady in another country that said, Lisa, what you've done is blah, 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 and she just went on and praises and kudos. And I said, thank you so much. And she said, I had to delete that person because I've been through some things in my life and I can't take that kind of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And she had happened to see a comment about somebody saying, you know what, I could have said some negative things that would cause a person to commit suicide, but I'm just too nice for that. And I thought, oh, my God, I know people who have been on the edge of suicide. And for you to say that, that's one of the most horrible, evil things a person could ever say about somebody else and be proud of saying it. Bad. And so positioned in the industry as they think they are, that's the kind of person that can cause a lot of damage and cause a lot of people to leave something that they love because they're sensitive. I don't even, it doesn't even matter why they're sensitive in the way that they are, but they are, you know? And so, yeah, I just want to say, that's what I want to say. That just kind of fried me. And the way that we treat each other, some of the higher position people, tongue in cheek, the way that they behave and the way that they act, that's just, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We need to walk together, be together, and move forward together. And that includes, I don't care if you're, I'm going to be politically incorrect, white, black, yellow, green, Hmong, Mexican, I don't care. We're all human beings. We all bleed the same color. We need to be there to help each other up, not tear each other down.
Amen to
that. I agree.
I had a conversation with a longtime nail tech today that's kind of stepped back from the industry for almost what you're talking about. It was a great conversation, and many of you know her from way back. And I hope someday she'll return to nails, because I know how much she did in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And she stepped away from it for kind of that reason. Just that.
Isn't that horrible? And
people that are uneducated as far mm-hmm. as employers and labor laws and things like that. But I'm hoping she makes a return.
I would say
thanks. Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate your time. Always.
For sure.
Braden, let's go ahead and break. I've got some important things to talk about here. Obviously everything everybody's had to say is important, but I got to get this in before we close out.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Well, speaking of the
nails. You've seen it on the Today Show.
Oh, no, I'm doing the commercial live here. I'm talking about it. I had posted some nails that got one offensive comment that I just kept it moving because I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I don't have time. But you know what? They have – LCN has this incredibly innovative new technology with bioglass gel, and it does not require any bonding agents. Now, myself and a couple other nail techs have been posting about it on Facebook. It is an incredible gel. It stays put, absolutely does not move. So if you've got a couple of clients who are really bad lifters and you are, proficient in gel, this is what you need to, what you actually should try to use. My clients are going three weeks. My actual fill time has been cut by 20 minutes. It's pretty amazing. Why is that? Because the bioglass ceramic technology was actually developed, I think, in something like 1970s. And it was actually used primarily for bone fractures in hip replacements. And then I think that they used it more recently in dental implants as the glue to adhere bone fragments together. Now, LCN is known for being the mother of all gels, and as soon as a patent is up, they go in, snap it up, and buy it, and they apply it to our industry. Now, with bioglass gel, the one thing that I can tell you is that it is not rejected by the body, but it actually readily is accepted as part of the bone or the nail plate, helping the bone, or in our case, I would have to say nails, regenerate the keratin that it's attached to. For more information about this amazing new product, I want you to go to lcnusa.com.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
We can't forget about Max Estrada's brand new cotton candy scented monomer. It's on sale for a limited time, just $24.99 for 16 ounces. Of course, there's free shipping in the USA on all orders over $99. Enailcouture.com. You can buy the cotton candy scented monomer, which is flying off the shelf.
Say
Couture.
That three times real fast.
I know it. Enailcouture.com gel polishes in 126 colors with brand new precious mineral gel polish colors coming later this month. So head on over to enailcouture.com for more information on that.
That's a lot of
colors. I also have something that I didn't get to mention earlier. I had a tech ask me to get the word out. They are selling an entire collection of Jessica back bar products. So if you are in the market, it's about $3,000 worth of products wholesale. So get in touch with me on Facebook, and I can let you know who to get in contact with.
There you go. Next week, we want to tell you that we have the director and C&D education ambassador at the Creative Academy London with Anna Lee from C&D. She's going to be on our show next week. We're going to talk all about this super long thread and how and what is wrong with the industry pertaining to Asians or non-Asians in our industry. It's a show you will not want to miss because we have quite a few guests, and I think it's going to be fantastic. So that's it from everybody here at Nail Talk Radio.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Sometimes that's true.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hey, Mel.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. Oh. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I have a good feeling about the best little nail show in Texas. What about y'all?
Yeehaw!
I was going to say, tonight more than ever, there's no place like home.
All right, we're out of here. Good peace. See ya.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.